Johnson, your favorite co-host. Coming up next on WAYO Rochester is the Sound of Tomorrow show, where if Heather ever shows up, we're going to be talking. We've got some hot picks. We're going to be talking about, you know, the coronavirus. It's what's happening. Mostly how to deal with our anxiety and OCD related to coronavirus type things. Or who knows? She's not here, so maybe I'll just keep talking about these things here all by myself, which would be fine because social isolation is the word of the day. Though, you know, I guess if she told me she was going to be out today, I'm just vamping for time now. I would have pre-recorded something so I could be home self-quarantined where I belong with my dogs. But, you know, really, she's never this late. So I'm, you know, I'm hoping the COVID-19 didn't get her when she left her house. But, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Ross, I'm so sorry I'm so late. Oh, it took me forever to get ready today.
Okay, Heather, is that you? Sounds like you.
Of course it's me.
Okay, well, I mean, excuse me for not knowing it was you, considering your dress. Why do you have a beak?
Oh, please, come on, Roz. Stop asking silly questions. So, what did I miss? Is it time for the theme?
No. Okay, seriously, let's just take a beat here. And why do you have a beak and glass eyes? And that is that leather? That big leather hat?
You know perfectly well why I have a beak, Roz.
Okay, I don't. And how are you going to run the console in the big drapey coat and those giant stiff leather gloves? And also leather, really? I mean, vegan leather is great quality these days, and it's much more
yes,
supple.
Yes, and vegan leather is too porous. Contagion can penetrate, whereas my gear is 100% germ-proof.
Okay, germ-proof?
Yes!
Okay, I'm not following any of this. I don't follow.
Oh, Ross.
Oh, here we
dear
go.
Sweet Ross. Dear sweet innocent Ross, are you telling me you've never seen a plague doctor before?
Yeah, well, I didn't spend my 20s in the Rochester goth scene, Heather, so no.
Well, how did you know that's where I saw my first plague doctor?
That was just an educated guess.
Well done.
Weird. Yeah.
But okay.
Funny.
Since you apparently have no idea why I'm dressed like this,
no.
A little history lesson. Medical historians have attributed the invention of the plague doctor outfit to Charles de Lorme, a French doctor. And the gear was mostly used in France and Italy in the 17th century and then in the late 90s in the Rochester rave scene.
Sure.
And it still pops up at steampunk things, too. It's kind of a perennial fave.
Okay, well, okay, so that is some fabulous history background. Thank you. Always appreciate that. But the question remains, it's in the wind. Why are you wearing a plague doctor outfit today here on the radio?
It's end times, Ross. One has to protect oneself. See, the leather gloves keep my hands contagion free. The glass eyepieces keep me from getting any kinds of droplets in my eyes. And the beak protects me from miasma as well as plain old bad smells.
Okay, I hear you on the miasma, but doesn't the mask just smell of, I mean, well, it's leather, right? So we've established that. So it just
No. It's stuffed full of prophylactics.
Okay, your beak is stuffed full of condoms?
Ross, please. Prophylactic herbs. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Okay, please don't start singing Scarborough Fair right now.
I won't. I can't play the ukulele with these gloves on.
Okay, well, thank God, Particle, for small favors. That's a one nice thing that's going on, if nothing
but yes,
good comes of this.
Also, my beak is stuffed with condoms and tampons and a spare lipstick, and my keys are in here. It really holds quite a lot. Didn't you notice I don't have a purse today?
Okay, I mean, in fairness, there is just a lot going on here to notice anything in particular about you today.
True, yeah. So, you want to know the best part of this outfit?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
My cane.
Okay, where did you get that?
I keep it under my long cloak of wax.
Let me guess, is it leather?
Leather. You know what the stick is good for?
Is it helping you shamble along in all your layers as you stumble because you can hardly see through your glass eye holes and your leather, everything that's already in your eyes are fogging up and the beak and the
well,
things
I mean,
bumping into
yeah,
things?
That too, but mostly it's good for poking people.
Okay, ow. Hey.
You better keep 6 feet away from me, buddy.
I'm more than 6 feet away right now.
I know, but wow, it's so fun to poke people with my cane.
Okay, stop it.
I'm going to poke you.
Social isolation. No. Quarantine.
Sound of Tomorrow with Heather and Ross, together with their friends, you know their boss. The Sound of Tomorrow with Ross and Heather, they're talking with their friends and they think they're clever.
Hey look, there's Jimmy Spaceboy. Hey make it to the space bridge.
Gas leaks, melon head, mad radio skills. At the sound of tomorrow, you can get your thrills. Sound of tomorrow, they're your radio friends. The SOT, the fun never ends.
S-O-T, sound of tomorrow. S-O-T, sound of tomorrow.
The sound of tomorrow. The sound of tomorrow. The sound of tomorrow. The sound of tomorrow.
Footloose and fancy free. It's the sound of tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ross Johnson, your favorite co-host.
And I'm Heather Zykowski, the babe with the power.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
We're back in the sound of tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
WAYO.
That's right. We're right here on WAYO, LP Rochester. And believe it or not, social isolation. Is that how you say it?
Isolation? No, not at all.
Yeah.
Close.
How do you say it? Isolating?
Isolation.
Isolation. Socially.
Just isolation.
Isolation.
You don't need to make it into a different word.
I want to, though.
Yeah. No.
Why can't I? We are here in the same room together. I think that might be against the law. Actually, I think that's just in general against the law.
Yeah. I mean, we are keeping our court mandated several feet away from each other.
Yeah, so. Indeed. As we always do.
Right.
But we are here live in the studio for the time being. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you could call or text us at 585-203-WAYO, or you could tweet us up at WAYO Radio. That number again is 585-203-9296.
And hey, everybody, you know, if I could just for a minute, just kind of on a serious note, this is a really... There's a lot going on right now. Everybody's having a really tough time with all this. There's a lot of struggle and stress and all that. So I just want to say and I think I speak for Heather as well when I say this, don't touch us.
Yeah, please.
At all.
I mean.
If you're even thinking about it, just don't. Back away. Just step away. And just, you know, if you need something signed, just slip it under the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say even after all of this is over... Still,
yeah, no,
don't
still,
touch us.
Don't touch us. Yeah, no,
yeah,
absolutely not.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our little message of wisdom, I think.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I've got to say, this is a weird week.
It's a weird week.
It's such a strange week. And, of course, with the whole suggestion that people socially isolate and not gather and things being closed... I am noticing people in my neighborhood seem to be taking it very seriously.
Okay.
And it is eerily quiet.
Yeah. My neighborhood's been weird. I have no idea. Because I've seen, you know, social media, at least my social media circle, everybody seems to be taking it seriously. I see people taking it seriously. Traffic's down, blah, 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 all that, which is great. And then I see polls that are like, oh, a lot of people aren't taking it seriously at all. And, you know, so I don't know how seriously people are taking it. But I'm seeing a lot of people taking it seriously. And to all of us, I say bravo.
Yeah.
And brava. And bravex.
Bravex.
Yep.
I like bravex a lot.
Thank you.
I think that's really good.
My neighbor. So the fun show in my neighborhood that's going on is people that have clearly, I don't know what. So it turns out people have dogs. And I don't know what they do with them normally, but I guess people are home. So people who have clearly never walked their dogs before are walking their dogs.
Yes.
And let me tell you.
Is it wild?
It is. It's kind of nice not being the ridiculous one with the giant dogs that, like, you know, mostly have control over.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of entertaining, like, watching. So today it was, like, a tiny dog. And like a mom and a younger, like a teenager walking down in front of the house. And like my dog started to bark and then they just stopped and were just like watching like an amusement because the dog. So every time a car would go by, the dog, this little tiny dog would freak out and like drag them halfway down the street and like chase them. And it was, you know, traffic in our neighborhood is not that bad. So I don't see this as being a danger.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been seeing a lot of that. I've been seeing people walking their dogs and with no experience walking their dogs. Again, I don't know what these poor dogs do normally, but so I guess people are getting looking on the brighter side of some
right?
of this. People are getting practice walking their dogs.
Yeah, that is so interesting. I guess I do, when I've been out, I have seen a lot of people walking their dogs. But that's, again, not unusual because I live on a pretty busy street mm-hmm. in the city. And the weirdest thing for me, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on, I've My entire adult life, I've lived close enough to the airport that I just hear planes.
Right.
All the time. I don't think people are flying out. Like, I heard a plane yesterday and noticed it, which usually I don't notice because that is just part of my life. I hear the planes. And it's so weird. I stepped out the other day and it was so quiet that the birds were deafening.
I bet. Yeah, I bet air traffic's down. I don't know that for a fact, but I would assume. I mean, I think definitely air traffic is down.
I think definitely.
That's not, like, I don't have to speculate about that, I guess. Like,
yeah, because I know I myself had to cancel a flight for tomorrow.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Yeah. How is everybody out there?
We've got some. So this episode, we're going to be talking a lot about stuff related to COVID-19 and the coronavirus, etc. But mostly, I think mostly on the lighter side of, you know, plague.
Yeah.
I think we're going to stick to the.
Yeah. I think we're going to try.
I think there's enough story. And we've even got some stuff about how to deal with, if you are a person with stress and anxiety under normal circumstances, how to deal with the stress and anxiety of this particularly stressful, anxious, OCD type time period. So,
right.
So hopefully that'll come in handy. And
hopefully
we got some hot picks. So I guess some maybe things you could do while you're in, while you're isolating.
While you're isolating. I was trying to think about that, like things to do while you're isolating. I've seen a lot of good tips like, hey, you always wanted to learn to play that instrument? Well, you can't go out.
Yeah.
So I know for myself, I have begun bonsai gardening.
Oh, no. I just feel like it's fine. I just feel like you didn't need any hobbies. Do you still make cheese?
No.
Okay.
I don't make cheese.
All right.
No, that was fun. But it wasn't really worth the time it took.
Sure.
Like, I've got to say, the one time I made, like, a hard cheese, that was still probably the best cheese I've ever eaten.
Okay.
But it took so long.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, like, shouldn't I just go out and, like, buy some nice cheese if I'm really going to take this much time?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that stuff is nice, but then also there are, like, operations set up to do it in a very efficient manner.
Yeah.
And it's just available. And a lot of the stuff, like, I'm all for, you know, I am all for doing learning, etc. But a lot of it doesn't cost any less either by the time you, like, do all the stuff. Like, it turns out, like, a cheese factory can make cheese much more, or a cheese cave, or I don't even know where cheese, I literally have no idea where cheese comes
cave.
From.
I wish I were isolating in a cheese cave. Wouldn't that be great?
It sounds unsanitary.
No, that'd be great. Mm. I'd love it. Yeah, that's the thing I think with me and hobbies is I do something and then I do it and then I'm like, good.
Okay.
I made cheese. That was neat.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, it is good to,
so now
it is nice to know, like,
bonsai gardening.
Where your cheese comes from. And I think a lot of people, just, you know, they go to the grocery store, they buy a bonsai tree. And they don't know where it comes from. So now you're going to know. You're going to be able to tell
us. I'm
going to
know.
Did you know that I was at... Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Someone is telephoning us.
They're like, can you please talk about anything else?
Transfer this caller.
Let's take some minute. So I was in a bonsai club in high school.
It's a console. Hello, caller. You are on the air on WAYO LP Rochester.
Hello, Sound of Tomorrow. This is Austin on the West Coast.
Hi, Austin. How are you?
Quite well. Just listening and, kind of thinking about ways that I'm passing the time during my little vacation at home, I guess is a polite way of saying it.
Have you made any cheese?
Yes.
I've eaten some cheese, but I haven't made any yet.
It's fair.
Yeah.
There's time.
Got both the spice. Yeah, there is time. There's time. I have sliced cheese and a block, so I have options.
So that's fun too. Slicing cheese is something you could do. So that's
slicing
a good tip number
good.
One from Austin.
Have you taken up any kind of gardening?
Yeah. You know, actually, I did yesterday a lot of yard work.
See?
And decided that in lieu of a walk, it would be a good idea to mow the lawn and do the hedges and all that stuff.
Sure.
See, there
he's
we
on
go.
The West Coast, so he's got green things.
Yes, absolutely. Though with the strange weather, we're getting some around here.
It's true. So what else are you doing to occupy your time?
Yeah.
Well, you know, primarily I've been listening to a lot of radio.
Okay.
Not just the Sound of Tomorrow, but certainly that's one on my list. I actually just got done dancing on Instagram for about an hour.
That sounds fantastic. I would like to hear more about this dancing on Instagram.
Yeah, I need more on that.
Yeah, well, yeah, so a friend of mine who is in Sacramento, and they are also working from home, they decided to spend their lunchtime playing records and inviting people to match them song for song and just kind of hang out during lunch.
See, that's a great example of, you know, there's a lot of stuff with this where even I who work at home normally.
Yes, I
think
do too.
Just the psychology of it partially. And, you know, even I'm a little anxious about the whole thing, even though objectively at this point, nothing has really changed for me.
Same here.
But the idea of keeping up those social connections, like I was reading something, I guess there's a you can't do it through every app, but I guess online, Netflix, through certain browsers, or there's an... I'm sorry, I wish I remembered.
Yeah, we haven't
this.
Researched this, but I've
there's
heard
a,
of it, too.
There's a way to... there's an app for Netflix where you can, like, watch Netflix with your friends, and you can, like, if somebody pauses, it pauses for everybody, and you can, like, there's a little chat, and little camera, little video camera thing, so you can interact while you're watching something on Netflix as though... You know, you were socializing. So that's a dancing on Instagram is a great idea of a thing that you can do that's fun and social without, you know, having to actually look at somebody's stupid face.
Mm-hmm. Or you can still look at their stupid faces.
Or you can look at their stupid face if you want. I mean, I don't, you know,
with
that's
the cameras.
Just preference, you know, for me.
Yeah.
Is, you know.
Or you can dance along too. It kind of depends on what your vibe is, but, you know, I'll give a mention to my friend Holiday Special. They had some great kind of what I was calling crime jazz records, kind of like, you know, jazzy film noir type stuff.
Okay. I call that spy music.
We did a lot of... Yeah, no, exactly. And it got a little 70s at time, so that was pretty fun too, you know, like a little disco spy type stuff.
I love it.
Which was great. Yeah, and so we just kind of danced and played records, and then we basically went until Instagram detected copyright, and then the show was over.
Oh, that's a bummer that the Instagram went and detected the copyright.
So, Heather,
yeah.
since Heather plays the ukulele,
yes.
And since your music is, I think, would be fairly unidentifiable by any copyright.
Even unidentifiable
type,
as music.
Right,
when I play.
So I think that if you could get together, I'm not available, unfortunately, but you could get together and have a Heather ukulele dance-a-thon. Again, I'm not available. I will be out of town for whenever that is.
Yeah.
But,
we should really work on scheduling this, though, because, like, I feel like it would be better if Ross was there.
It would be better.
Yeah,
everything
actually,
is better if Ross is there.
Yeah, actually, my internet got the coronavirus, so I am not able to get online right now. So, yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because I will actually help pay for more internet at your home. And during this time of need, we really need to help each other out.
Yeah, I actually just desperately don't want to do this.
That's what it comes down to. Come on, it'll be fun.
Just desperately, there's nothing. There's nothing less in the world.
It'll be so much fun, though. We'll all get on. It'll be great.
Well, you know, you call me after the show.
We'll loop you in.
We'll schedule that.
Let's pivot to Ross's DJ set, actually, because I know I sent in a message, but I wanted to say again, like, your DJ set the other day introduced me to a lot of cool music that I didn't know, and I really want to thank you. That was really excellent.
And I'm glad I didn't respond to your note, but I did see it, and I appreciate it.
I will let you know, Austin, don't take that personally. Ross also does not text me back, nor does he reply to emails, nor does he address Facebook messages.
Nor does Heather ever get take hints at all. Of any kind. But
he also won't pick up the phone.
Won't pick up the phone. You don't pick up the phone either.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, thank you for that. The intent there was to do something fun and slightly uplifting without necessarily getting too wild. You know, especially even with a lot of my musical taste, you know, sometimes it's like it can be a little drab. It can be a little bit, you know, it's not necessarily
heavy.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like it's probably, you know, it might be a good time in general in the world to find some fun new music. You don't need to you know, Amy Mann's going to be there when you're done, when this is all over. She'll be around. She's doing fine. I don't think she, you know, she won't get offended if you want to listen to something fun for a while. So, you know.
And she might have two new albums by then, so it'll be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So once you're all ready to be once we're all ready to be depressed again.
So, Austin, you...
But yeah, like, I wanted to point out... Oh, sorry. I just wanted to point out that, like, you know, it was the kind of music that I don't really listen to, and it really turned me on to stuff that, like, I kept thinking in my head, like, why am I not listening to the... You know, because it's like, I just usually don't listen to pop. And so, like, it was one of those moments where I was like, wow, all this music is way heavier and more thoughtful and fun than I... Wow, I got to give this a better chance. So I just wanted to throw that in, that for people who are like, oh, another DJ set. Like, no, go back and check this one out. It was good.
No, I very much appreciate that. And I think we all of us, I think no matter who we are, I think we get, you know, I think we get stuck in, oh, this is the kind of music I listen to. And, no matter how broad our taste, you know. Look who I'm talking to, Heather. You know, we get caught. It's so I'm, you know, and I'm always grateful too to, you know, get introduced to something. And you got to be in the right frame of mind too. You have to be a little open to. I know there are plenty of times when people have tried to introduce me to new music, and I'm like, and I just wasn't like,
right.
I was not open to it. And then you come back to it later, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, you know what? That was real. I was just like prepared to resist that.
Or sometimes I think just not in the right mood.
But yeah. I think it's healthy to, to broaden our horizons. So I'm glad I was able to do that a little bit.
So yeah, I was going to say.
Well, that's something I think. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, there's Ross's DJ set out there to listen to. People right now are listening to The Sound of Tomorrow, but everyone is self-isolated at home. And I know that you, Austin, are a maker of audio content. And I was just wondering if you had anything kind of recent, like that people could check out if they wanted to once they're done listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, certainly my stuff is a little more electronic and it leans a little more on the experimental side. But I kind of do like an alternating podcast every other week where... One week it's like interviews and conversations, and then the other week is more music and electronic experimental kinds of things. And so you can find all that at midvalleymutations.com.
Aha. So that's another great thing people can do while they're self-quarantined is check out new-to-them stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And legitimately, not just in a, you know, I think that's a legitimate 100% real thing you can do right now is, you know, have a little, I mean, it's not, you know, this is not going to be the most fun couple months that probably any of us have ever had.
Probably not.
So to find some new stuff, whether it's music, movies, video game, you know, just find something new and maybe challenge yourself a little and maybe, engage with other people about that thing.
Yeah.
You don't even have to talk, and you don't have to touch them, which is great,
right.
Which
it's
is my
so
favorite
good.
Thing. So
right.
It's so good. So, you know, we have to make the best we can out of it. So I'm going to let Austin expose me to some new stuff, music, mostly.
MidValleyMutations.com, sure. Well, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
And the best part is that, like, when, you know, while you're doing stuff like dancing on Instagram or calling into radio shows that you're a fan of and... Mm-hmm. You know, keeping the hosts on the line as long as they'll talk. You can also be washing your hands while you're doing it. And that's a pretty, you know, like we're all free to kind of like keep things at our own pace and kind of like make sure that we're all doing well at our own rhythm.
In front of me, I have a thing of alcohol. I have a giant thing of alcohol. This is within a 3-foot visual field. I've got a giant thing of hand sanitizer, a little portable thing of hand sanitizer, a giant thing of alcohol wipes, and then just off to the side there's a bottle of cleaner, a whole thing of paper towels, and some alcohol spray.
and then another bottle of hand sanitizer.
So yeah, absolutely. So there is no, I have no excuse for not being like just clean head to toe by the time this is over.
Oh, yeah.
I left my house maybe 40 minutes ago. I have sanitized my hands at least 4 times.
Yeah.
And I haven't really touched anything.
We are going to be like, can you imagine people's hands when this is
it's
over?
It's going to be awful. Like, mine are already just like,
got horrible
it's terrible.
Crypt-keeper hands.
Well, you know, I've been working on something in my bathtub that is for softening hands, and hopefully I'll be able to start sending it out to people soon, because we are all going to be in desperate need of something to like bring these dry hands to an end.
Now, sure. See, that's a great hobby too. You're making your own bathtub moisturizer there.
Gross.
Yeah. It's turning it more into like bathtub gin, really.
Delicious.
But eventually, I'll eventually get to the hand sanitizer the next time I try it, or the time after.
I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to Austin's moisturizing gin.
Yes, me too. 100%.
Yeah, there we go.
Once I can get on.
Yeah, one shot will. Yeah, right on. Well, you know, I should probably go because I don't want to keep you guys too long. But I just wanted to call in and say, hey, it's nice to have radio to listen into and to, this is a good way to check in on your friends. Is many of us are on the air sometimes, and
you
get a good read for how we're doing.
Oh, what a thrill! Thank you so much,
Austin,
for calling in. That was Austin Rich from MidValleyMutations.com.
So, you know, it's...
Thank you.
Bye, Austin.
He's got a point, you know. I mean, it's 2020, and pretty much, like, everyone you know has... If they don't have a radio show, they have a podcast. So that is also a good way to check in on your friends. It's just subscribe to their podcast and pretend you listened.
Yeah. Have you seen the memes about, like, whatever you do during this time of self-isolation, please don't start a podcast.
Yeah, no.
Too late.
Hey, before we'll be going to break soon. You want some quick coronavirus updates?
I do. I would love some updates.
So this
please.
Is not. So I've got. If this makes you tense and stressed out, don't worry. After the break, we've got some more stuff, and then we've got a whole thing about how to decompress and be less stressy and OCD about coronavirus stuff. And I'm not using OCD colloquially. We've got some stuff about if you have anxiety, if you have actual. Literal OCD, you know, what are some things you can do to help cope? But these were just some, so I'm keeping this fairly light. We're not going into numbers. Last week we talked about how it seemed like we had reached the cusp of now there's going to be testing available. Mm-hmm. That still has not happened. So we don't really, so now the latest that I'm seeing is like, it's going to be another week, maybe two. Again, and I feel like we've been hearing a week, maybe two for a while, before we even have any idea like who's sick who's got this thing.
All right.
I even know someone who, got ill and was told you probably have this. But we don't have the resources to test you. So just act as though you have it.
Wow. I think I know someone who knows someone.
Yeah. So there's some stuff from, this is, from Dr. Fahim Yunus. I'm probably saying that wrong. This is the, chief of infectious diseases at the University of Maryland, UCH, with a couple myths. I'm just going to go through a couple of these. Cause one of these is one I had sort of talked about last week, like talked about the idea that this might fade with cold and flu season. What didn't occur to me is like, and this seems really obvious and really stupid that I didn't think of this, but like, it is a global situation. So even if it is affected by the cold and flu season patterns that we have here, it's still going to be going around everywhere. Like
right.
If it's going around anywhere, it's going around everywhere. So
And I will say a myth that I've heard is when it gets warmer, the virus won't be able to survive.
Yeah, and that's
My immediate thought was of a coworker saying like she'd talked to some of her family in India and it's all over there. And she's like, well, it's thriving in India and it's over 80 degrees right now.
Yeah. So the thing with that is like people think that colds and flus are because people get colds and flus in the winter and the colder weather. That's not a direct relationship.
It definitely isn't because who hasn't had a summer cold?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's still out there.
And doctors aren't even sure 100% why there are cold and flu seasons. But they think it has more to do with like, oh, it's winter. Everybody's in together breathing on each other. Everybody's inside, or that the cold, dry air might carry the things better. But it's not a direct relationship between heat and heat or cold and the viruses themselves. So that's sort of a now, that being said, this could, you know, the sort of end of cold and flu season and the warmer weather could help put a damper on this locally. And that might help. But it's not necessarily the case that that's going to be like the end of it. I don't know who thinks this, but I'll mention this one. I guess some people got the idea that if you donate blood, they will test your blood and then you will know. And they don't, they're not they don't test for that. So when you give blood,
wow.
So don't.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
give, I hadn't heard that one.
If you can give blood, it's not a bad idea.
Yes.
But they're not testing it for coronavirus. I've seen this, and I've seen this posted by people I know. Myth. This is another myth. Coronavirus. This is the myth. Coronavirus lives in the throat. So drink lots of water so the virus is pushed into the stomach where the acid will kill it.
Yeah.
That's not how things work.
I've definitely heard that one. If you drink some water every 15 minutes.
Yeah, like
it'll flush it from your system.
You know,
not
drinking a reasonable amount of water is fine and
it's
good.
It's good. It's good.
You know,
it's good for one's
gonna,
general health.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything as far as this goes. Hand sanitizers are better than soap and water. They're not really. Washing your hands is really the best thing you can do. Hand sanitizers are a good extra, but washing your hands is better.
And see, those I've heard, not to contradict you, but absolutely to contradict you, I heard it was pretty much the same.
The problem is that the hand sanitizers will kill stuff on your hands. Washing your hands will kill stuff on your hands and also get stuff off your hands.
And that makes sense.
Whereas with the hand sanitizer, anything you're not killing, which is not quite everything, you're just kind of rubbing in.
Oh.
So, they may be roughly comparable, but, washing your hands with soap and water is at least as good, if not slightly preferable.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you don't have hand sanitizer, just wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Or use both.
There was a report from the CDC about how long they're doing studies on how long the virus can survive on things and in places. So this really hasn't been necessarily understood. So what have I got here? Blah. My notes are... wash your hands, survive outside the body, blah, blah, blah.
Definitely heard varying things about this.
Can survive on metal, glass, and plastic for as long as... I just completely lost track of my... You know, vamp for a second.
All right, I'll tell you what I've heard.
Okay.
I've heard that when you get your Amazon packages or your mail, mm-hmm. if there's contagion on that, it can last for up to 2 days on cardboard and paper. I heard something more like 8 or 9 days.
Yeah, so
on metal and glass.
You are correct, and you've actually good job. You actually nailed it. So yeah, 8 or 9 days on metal and glass. Copper will kill it a little bit faster. The point here being, it can survive for sort of a long time. They can survive in droplets in the air for up to 3 hours, and those can remain airborne for several hours in still air. So again, I don't know what the takeaway or the action item for this is, except that it can, you know, survive for a long time on surfaces.
Yeah.
It is thought at this time that the primary method of contraction is those droplets from people's mouths
right.
and stuff. The surface thing is, it's good to clean the surfaces. It's good to kill the things on the surfaces. That is not seen to be the primary mode of contraction. It is a possibility though, so it's good to kill the things. But, you know, the best thing is still, like, stay away from people. Don't touch us, please. Disinfecting surfaces with alcohol or hydrogen peroxide. I mean, I use the Clorox wipes. I think it's like the same thing, you know.
I've just got tons of those.
Higher temperatures. It sort of dries out the viruses a little more quickly. So it sort of cuts that time a little bit. So again, you know, like we were talking about a second ago, with temperatures, you know, temperatures rising in your house, with humidity, with high humidity, ironically, will tend to dry out the viruses a little quicker. So it sort of shortens the lifespan a little bit. But again, if you've got something that's surviving for 9 days,
right,
cutting it down to 8 days, I'm just making up that difference. I just made up that day. I don't, you know, that's not science there, but you know, it's not blah, 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 blah. It's not that great. What else? There was confusing stuff about NSAIDs. Like, I don't know if you've heard about this. So like Advil, France, ibuprofen, France
yeah.
put out guidance that people should not do Advil as a fever reducer. And then there was reporting that the World Health Organization had agreed with them, which the World Health Organization sort of did not. They sort of said, like, well, we're looking at this and maybe, you know, talk to your doctor and don't take there. It seems to be someone has a hypothesis about, there was a paper with a hypothesis about why an NSAID would possibly make it easier for you to contract the coronavirus. There's no real scientific data on that. There's no real study on that. I couldn't find anything except for some correlative evidence that, like, people who are sick in the hospital with fevers had taken Advil as a fever reducer. So do with that what you will. You know, if out of an abundance of caution, you might switch to, you know, Tylenol or something like that. But there's... It's something that people are now sending around as a absolutely do not take any Advil, when it's more like, maybe.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusing stuff about it. And again, a lot of the stuff is saying absolutely do not take Advil. And again, I was a little, it was only a little annoying in that people were reporting that the World Health Organization was saying, like, yes, we agree with France, definitely do not take Advil. When really they just said, we're looking at it, but we're not aware of, you know... Nothing I could find was there any concrete data on that being a problem.
And now, help me out with this. Is Advil acetaminophen, whereas Tylenol is ibuprofen?
Opposite.
Okay. Yeah. So right now, people are saying, take all the acetaminophen you like, but maybe think twice on ibuprofen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we say take all the acetaminophen you like, you know, maybe... you know, maybe that, not all the, you know, I mean, it depends. I don't know how
the recommendation on the bottle or what your doctor is.
And I guess, you know, and feel free to do a little research too. There's slightly conflicting stuff about, like, at what point you should, you know, there's a point at which you should kind of let a fever go. And then there's a point at which you should start taking something to try to reduce your fever because it becomes dangerous. So I think the recommendation currently, and again, talk to your doctor if you have a doctor, if you have that ability, or do some research online, because there was I was seeing slightly different numbers on this. But there's a point at which it seems to be suggested that, like, for a very mild fever, you should just kind of let it go. And maybe do its fever thing of, you know, warming things up and trying to kill things. But there's a point after which it becomes dangerous. And again, I don't want to give out those.
I don't want to give out those numbers
just because I was seeing slightly different things. So do a little research on that. And if you have the ability to talk to a doctor, do that instead of listening to me ever. Like, really, ever.
Do we need to say again that we are not medical professionals?
Or, like, yeah, we're not, like, we're
or
not
professionals,
doctors.
Really, of
we're
any
not,
sort.
You know, I'm not a dentist. I'm not a TV VCR repairman.
You're not?
I'm not a McGruff the crime dog. I'm not
Now, a, come on.
I'm not a, you know, I'm not a porn star. I'm, you know, I have no discernible skills or knowledge of any kind at all, so.
You're a radio star, and you know it.
Yeah.
Radio stars that we are, we're going to take a break and stop talking here because that's how the pros do it. Please enjoy.
They shut up once in a while.
Appropriately enough, climbing the walls from They Might Be Giants.
Hey, it's John F. of They Might Be Giants, and you're listening to Heather and Ross on The Sound of Tomorrow, WAYO, right here in Rochester, way out right here, 104.3 in stereo. And here's the song of the week from They Might Be Giants. It's Dial-A-Song.
I can't talk, I gotta go. Don't call me back, I won't get the door. Got to focus on the job, cause I got a new job. Climbing the walls, I was grinding my teeth, I was wasting my youth and using up my teeth. Now I'm done chewing my nails, hanging my head, chasing my tail. I got so bad, I quit my job, and I got a new job, climbing the walls. Too much junk, can we please clear out this house? In the trunk, and then we'll take it all to the dump. Then we won't need the car, cause we'll stay where we are, and I'll have all this room. I got tired of dancing the floor, sick of it all, I'm done with the floor. Walked away ever since I got a new job, climbing the walls. I was grinding
Wintering in a walking wonderland, it's the Sound of Tomorrow.
I'm Heather Zykowski, the babe of the power.
Why did he say that?
Because we are using recycled songs, and I never remember which intros and outros I've put on them.
All right.
That was obviously made for some time that we did a winter show.
Okay.
That's going to be happening.
All right.
Yeah.
I think people can live with it.
I think people can live with it. I like it. It's always a surprise. It's fresh every week.
So what else is going on? You got some.
Lots of stuff. Yeah, I've got something. Boy, oh boy. Let me tell you. This is an article.
That sounds exciting.
This is an article. This is an article from Slate.com by Dan Coys, entitled "America is a Sham."
Oh my.
With the tagline, "Policy changes in reaction to the coronavirus reveal how absurd so many of our rules are to begin with."
Oh, my.
And I need to tell you because...
This sounds very political, Heather.
Yeah, it's so political. Well, actually, it's petty because, you know,
I
still have a bee in my bonnet over when TSA threw out my 4-ounce sunblock.
Okay.
I'm still mad.
Here we go.
This happened years ago.
Yep.
You know what?
I know it happened years ago, and I know I've heard about it.
I'm still
just
mad.
Recently. Yeah.
Still mad.
Yeah.
Think about it a lot.
Yeah.
I want that sunblock.
Okay.
They took it. They threw it out. It was 0.6 ounces over the limit, which I'd actually thought until then was 4 ounces because it used to be 4 ounces, but now it's 3.4 ounces unless you're bringing Purell on the plane and now you can bring on 12 ounces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which you think would be like... I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, Purell's good, you know, I guess, like, that's good that we have that, but it seems like, does it not seem like the most dangerous thing you could bring up? Like, 12 ounces of lotion versus 12 ounces of, like, 90% alcohol?
I know, right?
Like, it seems like,
But it says here in the article that the
I guess the point is it's arbitrary is what you're getting to. I'm not
The Transportation Security Administration announced on Friday that due to the coronavirus outbreak, it's waiving the familiar 3.4-ounce limit for liquids and gels for hand sanitizer only.
All right. They could just have hand sanitizer on the plane, too, you know?
Maybe they do. But, you know, I think people would still want to bring a ton of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I've definitely... I traveled a couple weeks ago.
Did you see how filthy everything is?
It is filthy.
Yeah.
And people were definitely being more careful. And everyone had their little... Because we weren't allowed to bring 12 ounces on a couple weeks ago. Everyone had their little, like, 1-ounce containers in their baggies.
It's barely going to get you through the plane.
Barely. Yeah. I mean... But you saw a lot of people, like when you get your teeny plane snack, a lot of people would like rummage around in their baggies and get out their hand sanitizer before they ate their snacks.
Right.
But now you can bring a whole 12-ounce one.
Because those nuts could be covered in
absolutely
coronavirus.
You don't know.
You don't know.
But so, yeah, it says that, you know, TSA can declare this rule change because the limit was always arbitrary. Just one of the countless rituals of security theater to which air passengers are subjected every day.
Yeah. I mean, I think we know this, right? Like, I mean, maybe it's a surprise to some people. Yeah.
But then it...
Like that guy with the shoe.
The guy with the shoe.
To take off our shoes.
And we have to take off our shoes.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's always been bad. And then it says...
Thanks, shoe guy.
In the article, it says, each day of this public health crisis brings a new example. People thrown in jail for minor offenses. San Antonio is one of the many jurisdictions to announce that to keep jails from being crowded with sick citizens, they'll stop doing that. So why were they doing it in the first place?
Yeah.
And then it says, the federal government charging interest on loans to attend college. Well, Donald Trump has instructed government agencies who administer loans to waive interest accrual for the duration of the crisis.
Yeah.
But why on earth is our government charging its own citizens interest anyway?
Well, we do so much as a means of, like, we have this stuff about who deserves things and who doesn't. And we will, like, dig ourselves so far into a hole just to avoid, I mean, you know, we will throw that interest in the garbage before we will let someone not pay interest that we think they owe and that they deserve to pay. We will burn this country down before we give somebody some cheese that they did not work for.
Right.
You know, like,
it's very punitive.
Yeah.
And now that it's a global crisis and it's nationwide affecting every citizen, not just the poor ones.
Yeah.
All of these things that were once, you know, like, well, of course, you know, you can't pay your electric bill, so we're going to turn your power off. Mm-hmm. That's been suspended.
Yeah.
If people can't pay. It says, police helping landlords evict tenants in times of financial trouble due to the health crisis. Not anymore in New York, Miami, and New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, but, and you see where this is going, why do the police in evictions when tenants are stricken with other non-coronavirus illnesses?
Yeah.
And it's true that in the article they talk about the sick time, you know, your job can't have sick time. And then I'm sure you've seen the meme going around about, like, you've learned that that job that they said you could never, ever work from home, it's super easy. You can do it from home.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of stuff from disabled people, too, who are like, oh, I guess we could work from home this whole time,
exactly.
It turns out, and have meetings from home
right.
and all that. I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
You know. You know, when we were just disabled.
Right. But now there's a public health crisis. Yeah. Of course, it's simple for us to stay home and take meetings from home, just like we've always wanted to do for our own health and safety.
And some of this stuff, you know, some of this stuff, not that. That's not an example of this. You know, some of the stuff, yes, you can do things temporarily that you couldn't do, you know, long term. But you're right. It does point to so many cracks in our logic.
Yes. And it mentions, like, the strangling of broadband data. And I know that my internet provider has done something so that upload speeds are as quick as download speeds.
Yeah, I heard about
just
that.
For
so Greenlight's
free.
Doing that. Yeah.
And if it's being done for free now, I don't get why it wasn't just done.
Yeah. There's so much that's – there's – we could talk about this for hours, and we're getting toward the end of the show, so, you know, it's not really a topic for today, but there's so much, and I think, I don't know, it's the way my brain works, it makes me insane. Just so many arbitrary rules that we come up with just to, you know, sometimes we come up with them because they benefit particular people who happen to have the authority to make those rules. So there's that.
Yes.
And at least there's a logic to that. It's not a good logic. It's an evil logic. But at least there's a logic to, like, you understand, like, okay, someone in power had the authority to make this rule that benefits them. So they did. Okay. At least I get it. But then there are other things that are just like, no. We have, you know, we have free internet. We have pounds and pounds of free bread.
Right.
And we will throw it in the garbage before we give it to that homeless person who clearly did not work for it.
Right.
We will throw it in the river. We will feed it to the birds before we will give it, you know, and it's like, we also have this very punitive, like, we have strong ideas of based on nothing, you know, based on just generations of weird logic, the idea that some people deserve things and some people don't.
Right.
And you're right. Now that there's something that affects people indiscriminately.
Right.
Suddenly,
yes.
All those rules are like, well, why'd we have that rule? That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the infuriating thing. And I completely understand the rage of people. For example, you mentioned people with disabilities who are like, oh, so now we all get to work from home.
Yeah.
I'd been asking for this for years and it took this for me to get it. Like, why couldn't I just always be from home?
Yeah.
So, but of course, you know, what really gets to me is that 12 ounces of hand sanitizer you can bring on a plane now.
Yeah, you don't need that much.
But, I mean, I want it.
Do you want to do some quick, before we, so as we're wrapping up, you want to do some quick, so this is, oh, no. I don't know if we'll get to that.
I wanted
to
do it.
I think this is more important, but maybe we'll get to it. I'll try to do this fast.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, we do have to do this. This is important. Go.
Okay, so this is from themighty.com. It was reposted by the Trevor Project, which is where I found it. So this is from Dr. Elizabeth Mackingvale, PhD? I
think
maybe I'm saying that correctly. So these are some things to do if you have anxiety, if you have OCD, like literal OCD, or I guess colloquial, just kind of OCD. Again, you know, you don't have to be necessarily have a diagnosis to feel these things. So these are some things, these are some ways to deal with the current situation, mostly about news and information. So suggestions include limit your news and updates to one verified trusted source, such as the WHO or the CDC, getting information from a ton of different news sources. Some may be reliable, some might not. You're going to get a lot of different stuff.
And there's a lot of scare lore out there right now.
Absolutely. Put a time limit on how long you spend. Again, these are just suggestions. Put a time limit on how long you spend looking at this trusted source, including the number of times you consult them per day. Focus on the facts the sources are telling you rather than emotions you or others may be feeling about them. So again, try to focus on the facts. And that's, you know, a part of this comes back to sticking to trusted sources rather than getting, like, you know, punditry about the information. Then you're getting a lot of mixed stuff. Avoid searching online, media sourcing, or having conversations throughout the day around the virus, as we're doing right now, as this will cause increased anxiety that may lead to panic. Give yourself permission to set a basic safety plan based on the recommendations of trusted health organizations, and do not add to it. So, you know, maybe you can set, you know, oh, I'm going to disinfect my surfaces once a day.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my thing. You know, I'm going to wash my hands with soap and water for 20 seconds after such and such, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to use hand sanitizer at such and such times. You know, not particularly for people with OCD or other forms of anxiety, you know. Try to avoid continually adding to,
right.
You know,
it can be so easy to do.
Right. And you might pick a person who can help you schedule that if you, you know, to make those determinations, if you have a hard time doing that yourself, which I can certainly understand. You know, engage in quarantine if recommended by a credible source, all that sort of thing. You know, try to, if you need someone to help you, logic that through. That stick to or create new healthy habits, exercise, good nutrition, and quality sleep are all helpful things, as we've said, in any circumstance, also good for your mental
right.
health. Take breaks and allow yourself to do things you enjoy. You don't have to be stressed out all the time. If you can, you know, if there are other things you want to do, allow yourself the freedom and the time and the mental space to do that. Maintain your daily routines as much as possible. That's always a good thing. If you are currently in treatment, stay in treatment and feel free to talk to your mental health provider about how, you know, COVID-19 is affecting you and your mental health. Suggestions of things not to do: avoid the temptation to learn everything about COVID-19. Do not ignore the guidelines from trusted health sources. You know, and if things conflict with mental health treatment routines that you're in or whatever, you might have to think about adjusting, you know, if you've got a legit, you know, I don't know what an example of that would be, but, like, you know, wash your hands, sanitize the stuff. You know, you might have to add some things to your routine, even if you're, you know, just because it's an extraordinary situation. Do not excessively wash your hands. You know, wash your hands a reasonable amount of times. Don't get to the point where you're
right.
damaging your skin, cutting yourself, making yourself more susceptible to infection
yes.
by overwashing. Don't let social distancing rob you of your support networks. You know, think of things like video conferencing, calling your friends, online support networks, social media, etc. And don't let OCD, this comes back to a lot of the things we've said, don't let OCD or anxiety make decisions for you. Instead, listen to official recommendations and or warnings from the CDC, WHO, etc. You know, try to focus on the logic of the situation. And if you need someone to help you do that, do it.
Yeah, that was great advice. It's a little bit early for us to shut it down here, but WAO management has encouraged us to clean up spaces before and after our shows.
Very good.
So Music Matters is here. We will get going so that they can come in and Purell whatever they need to Purell.
Sure.
Thanks so much
to
Austin Rich for calling in, minimutations.com.
I've been eating Cheetos
and,
for the last hour, so this is
yeah, good. Absolutely.
Time to clean, yeah. Absolutely.
So, I don't know. We're going to go do a hobby.
All right.
Sound of Tomorrow has been brought to you by Jimmy Spaceboy, who reminds you...
So I've got to admit, your Plague Doctor outfit is actually pretty chic.
Oh, thank you. I hope people could hear me okay. I kept bumping the mic with my beak.
Totally worth it. Okay, but so I've got to ask, where did you even get all this stuff? Like, you got a mask, a hat, and a cloak, like all that non-vegan
germ-proof.
That vegan, non-vegan, germ-proof, as you claim, leather that really must have cost a fortune.
I just had all this stuff around.
Just like in your house?
This from the man who has an entire room dedicated to his many, many, many iterations of Star Trek uniforms.
Okay, how dare you? And also fair, totally fair.
Very fair.
Support for WAO is provided by Tiny Fish Printing. Tiny Fish Printing offers screen printing services for apparel and objects, including shirts, hoodies, and tote bags. Special orders including sewing services, finishing services, and fulfillment are welcome. For more information, we invite you to visit tinyfishprinting.com or call 585-288-7470.